Cecil, it's a nice afternoon, isn't it?
Oh, Peach, and so is your uncle.
Oh, you mean because he let us off from work this afternoon?
Yeah. I wonder what the idea was.
I don't know, but he had a reason.
Well, whatever it was, I won't kick. But don't forget, we got to do what he said.
Well, he just said for us to spend the afternoon here on the front steps.
What did he mean when he said that he had pride in this city and that he wanted someone here at the house?
I don't know. I asked him and he said we'd find out and laughed.
Oh, well, I don't know what the score is, but it's a lot nicer to spend the afternoon out here on the cool porch than down at the store. It's a little less like work.
You hate work.
It gets in my way.
Uncle Thomas loves it. There's only one thing that he hates.
Who is that?
Oh, it's nobody. But it's to answer questions.
Oh, what a hard time he must have had raising you.
Cecil, look. Who is that?
I don't know. It's a lady. Look, she's coming in here.
Oh, I wonder if it's a book salesman. Sales lady.
I don't know.
Good afternoon. Does someone live here?
Ha, yeah, a bunch of Eskimos.
Cecil. Yeah, Mr. Smith and his niece.
I see. Well, is anybody at home?
No, they've all gone on a vacation.
Oh, Cecil, please don't mind him. I'm home.
Oh, do you live here?
No, we're just using the front porch while the people are away.
Cecil, don't be smart now. Yes, I live here. I'm Sally Smith.
Sally Smith. I see. I'm taking the census.
You're taking what?
I'm a census taker.
Tut, 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 tut. I'm a Catholic. Ha, ha.
Well, what's that?
I have to take a census of the city. Do you live here, too?
Ha. No, thank you, ma'am. I live at my own house.
Next door?
Oh, Cecil, wouldn't that be fun if you lived next door?
No, I don't live next door. I live miles and miles away.
Well, the other census taker will get you, then. Now, I want to ask you a few questions.
What are you taking the census for?
Well, this is done to determine the population. Now, what is your name?
This is the first time I ever remember them doing it.
Oh, we only take it every 10 years.
You mean you don't count the people except every 10 years?
That's right.
Oh, gosh. What an easy job you've got. You only have to work every 10 years. Do they need a nice, smart young fellow down there, huh?
Cecil, the nice lady is asking me a question.
I won't take up much time. What is your uncle's name?
Cecil. I'll bet that's why Uncle Thomas sent us home, so they could take our census.
I wouldn't be at all surprised. He didn't want to be left out.
Could I have your full name, please? Last name first.
Cecil, what is my last name first?
Smith Sally.
Sounds funny. It's Smith Sally. Is that all now?
Oh, no. Now your uncle's name.
First name last again?
That's right.
Smith Thomas. I'm sorry he's not here.
Any children?
No.
Own his home or live in the country?
Both, I'd say. This house is so far from town.
Cecil, that... I'm doing this. He owns this house.
Married, single, or divorced?
Oh, he isn't married. It's a funny thing, he never did get married. And he's quite good looking, too, for his age. He's about 50 and has blue eyes.
Hey,
and...
tell her the color of his BVDs, too.
Do you own a radio?
Well, Uncle Thomas does, but it isn't working very good lately. It must be the batteries or something.
Are his parents alive?
Oh, no. They're dead on both sides.
It would be terrible if they were only half dead.
Cecil, that's not nice to talk that way.
I'll fill in the rest of your uncles. That's just a matter of form. The lady next door told me all about him.
I wish she'd mind her own business. She has no right talking about Uncle Thomas.
Now for yourself. How old are you?
I'm 18.
Don't you believe her. She's 17.
You'll have to give your right age.
Well, I'll be 18 in a few months. I wish you'd mind your own business, Cecil.
Now, let's see. White? Female?
I am not.
You are, too.
I'm not a white female. That sounds horrid. I don't like it.
It makes no difference. That's what you are.
That's just the way it's worded.
Well, I won't be called that. You can just say that I'm an Anglo-Saxon and that I'm not just a female now.
How about wench? That's a good word. It's used in Shakespeare. What ho, the comely wench.
Cecil, you don't have to stay here and listen.
Oh, but I want to.
This is just a matter of form. It doesn't mean anything.
Well, I think it's horrid to call people female.
Now, where were we?
You all hadn't decided what Sally was yet.
Well, I'm not just a plain female.
Golly, then you've been fooling us all this time.
If you'll feel better, I'll write in here, girl. How's that?
Well, that's better.
I'll bet you erase it as soon as you get next door and change it back again.
Now, where were you born?
St. Rosa's Hospital.
Where is that?
It's out on 29th Street.
Oh, I see. Born in this city and state. That's good.
Could I ask you a question?
Oh, what a good census taker you'd make, Sally. You love to ask questions.
You take everybody's census, don't you?
In this district, yes.
Well, who takes your census? Do you ask yourself questions?
Oh, no, of course not, Sally. She knows the answers. Oh, that would be cheating. They have to change all the questions for census takers.
Oh, well, I just wondered, that's all.
No, I think I've got about everything.
You haven't got her tonsils.
Goodness, you must think you're smart.
You're not married, are you?
Not yet.
And not likely.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. I think she's a very sweet girl.
There now. There. See, Mr. Smarty? She knows. She's a census taker.
Now, of course, naturally, you read and write.
Yes, just American.
She writes, but she doesn't read very naturally. You ought to hear her read poetry.
Cecil, this is my census, not yours.
I know it. I'm just being a big help.
I think that's about all. I can fill in these other questions.
I bet it's a lot of fun to go around seeing people.
Yeah. You'd like the ringing of the doorbell. That would be great.
Well, that's all. Thank you very much.
Oh, that's all right. I hope that I see you again sometime.
Oh, you will, Sally. You'll be around again in 10 years, won't you?
Well, hardly. You were very easy. Most people take a much longer time.
Well, if there's anything else, I'll tell you.
Sally will have more to tell you when you come back next time.
Oh, Cecil, what do you mean?
Well, you'll be 10 years older. Hey, you know, you could save yourself some trouble, Mrs. Census, if you just add 10 years in back of Sally's name. And next time, you wouldn't have to come around.
Well, that would make it easier, but you see, people die during 10 years.
Oh, I didn't know. Well, Sally won't. You can check her in.
Well, I'm not very strong.
She's too mean to die.
I'm not. Now, you just stop.
Oh, I hardly think so.
Besides, I expect to have my name changed before then.
Now, there's an item for you to think over, young man.
No, thanks. I don't care for some items today.
Well, goodbye, and thank you again.
Goodbye. I hope you get a lot of names. I know somebody by the name of Ratzlaff. That's a good one.
Goodbye. I was glad to meet you. Come over again. And I hope you don't meet any more boys like Cecil that think they're clever. Goodbye. Oh, goodness. I'd love to be like her.
Well, that's that. You sure didn't have much to tell her. You were about as exciting as a mother-in-law's embrace.
Goodness, Cecil, but you're impolite. It's not clever to make smart cracks to strange women.
Oh, she didn't look so strange.
Cecil, you know what you are.
No, but I know what you are. You're a white female. Hello, white female. How's your senses? Now, watch out, Sally. Don't you hit me. I'll poke you in the ear.